visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, how have things gone for the Bearcats here in the first couple weeks of practice?
Practice has been going good. You know, we ran right up against the start of it with the end of the football season. So our guys, I was worried about fatigue and things like that. But when we got all our guys in here, we gave them an extra day off. But when we got them all in here, I felt like we had great energy and they were ready to turn the page into basketball season. So that was encouraging.
So what was big getting those guys a little bit of extra rest, you know, transitioning from that long football run to the beginning of basketball?
Yeah, you just always hope that you have them relatively healthy when you get them. We did have a few bumps and bruises, but those were things that our guys were playing through late in the season, and I actually thought they healed up from a lot of that. So that's your hope, just to be as healthy as you can when you start. You know, I'm on the football coaching staff too, so it's a great problem for me to have because I really enjoyed the football run and all that. But yeah, you want to be able to turn the page, and we've done that pretty well.
Let's talk about the cast of characters you have back. Drake Skirvin, Dane Winters, plenty of more to say after that, but you got like the fellas you have back, and you probably named some others that I haven't mentioned that I probably should know who's also on that basketball team of yours.
Yeah, you know, Dane and Drake are going to get a lot of the headlines, and they deserve that. They've played a lot of basketball for me and done a lot of good things for this program. You know, others that will round up the starting lineup are J.D. Tyson, Timmy Roberts, Brock Moon. I thought J.D. in particular, you know, he started for us last year, but late in the year we started playing him more at the point guard spot, and then into this summer I thought he was really good at getting us into our offense. He's really evolved as a player. He's, you know, as a quarterback, he's got that correct mindset. There's a few times along the way where we've had to slow him down and work on his decision making, but he really has improved. I expect J.D. to have a really good year. You know, Timmy Roberts is a kid that started for us last year, really worked a lot on his shooting. You know, smaller guard, but yet a kid that brings a lot of toughness. You know, he's not afraid of any challenges I give him defensively. You know, and he's a seasoned kid as well. Brock Moon will be a new addition to our starting lineup. He was our sixth man last year. Brock does a lot of little things for us. He's an intangibles guy. He's a very versatile kid, so I can put him on a different number of guys defensively. Kind of just does whatever we need. Definitely a really solid kid as a fifth starter.
Any other guys returning that could see some minutes off the bench or even some newcomers?
You know, we're really trying to round up that second five right now. A kid that came out this year, Parker Hade, as a first-year basketball player, you know, he's had seven or eight practices now, but Parker's done some good things for us. He gives us a really physical body inside. I think he could contribute, especially as he gets more used to what we're doing offensively, can contribute a little bit down the road on the boards and defensively. And then, you know, other kids like Ryan Davidson, who we're trying to mold into what we're doing. You know, I told the kids right up front, you know, rounding out our second unit is going to be a big key for us. So we're still searching for combinations and answers in that regard.
Real quickly, you mentioned to me you had a jamboree last week. I know a lot of jamborees taking place tonight, but how beneficial was a jamboree for you guys, and who did you guys go up against?
Yeah, we went ahead and had ours last week just because we knew this week was going to be busy with three games in 3 days at the end of the week. I thought it was good for us to get into that right before we went on to Thanksgiving break. Played against Rural Vista and Mayor Dezine. You know, both those teams presented some challenges. I thought Vista in particular has a good, you know, an upperclassman kind of nucleus, so they were a good test for us. The jamboree setup is always interesting because the sessions go so quick with basically playing half 4-minute quarters. So tough to get too much of a gauge, but I thought it was good for our guys. It's like a dress rehearsal, so I think it helped everybody's comfort level having that and getting that in.
Visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coaches Corner. And as you mentioned, Coach, three games in 3 days with your tournament. You said Care Paravel, NEK, and Waverly coming up. And then what's on the docket next week?
Yeah, next week we have off on Tuesday, and then we host Linden on Friday. So, yeah, this week, man, we get right into it with Cara Paravel and that opener. That's always been a game that's been a good battle for us. We've won a lot of those matchups, but we've also lost some tough ones against them, and I expect no different on Thursday. It'll be a battle. And then Friday we play a really talented NEK team, a team that beat us last year. You know, we'll have to play at a high level to even compete with those guys, in my opinion. Hopefully we're ready for that. But it's a crash course. You get 3 games in 3 days, so you don't really have time to work out any mistakes that you're making. You just kind of got to learn on the fly. We finish it off Saturday morning at 11:30 against Waverly, and you know that those guys always play really hard as well.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to our chats every other week here on the Area Coach's Corner. Best of luck Thursday, Friday, Saturday with your tournament, and best of luck next week with Linden, and I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Dylan. Have a good week.
That is Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.